成沙，沙和粉有些爆。
Yesterday we saw the sugya of chatzitzes, and very clear the Gemara comes out to Yitzchok that you have two things, roiv and makbid, sugya of deraisa, one or the other, roiv or makbid, rabbanon, neither is mutter. First question, obviously you have to define what the definition of makbid is. That means you go, first of all, after the world, do you go after her? Do you go, for example, after sometimes, all the times, once in a while? Another question, you go by when she walks in the street, by chasna, by Shabbos. I mean, the word makbid, you have to find it in numerous situations. So the starting point is you start from the mechaber. Mechaber like has a double lashon to say how to find the definition of makbid. Now, there seem to be two ways how to learn the mechaber. There's a taz, and the big mevucha understand the taz. Pas yimoydim, the sidrei, the shirei taira, which is over here, and other achrenim, and then how the paiskim seem to go over here. So first the paiskim, then the taz, and how stick to halacha, how the paiskim seem to go. The mechaber starts off if it's derech b'dei odom, be makbid, that's choytitz, even though she's not makbid right now. The way the achrenim, which seemed to be the shach, and again very clear this entire chok masadim went, meaning she's not makbid by tefillah. Most of the time she's not makbid. Sometimes she's makbid. For example, a case of a ring she wears on her finger, there's Keshuvah being done in this case. She takes off the ring when she makes challahs by Lisha, by tefillah, she's not makbid, she'll take a shower with it. She's taking off sometimes. That's the first yisoid that the mechaber is speaking over. The second yisoid he's saying over, she's never makbid. A certain object she'll wear, a bracelet she'll always wear. However, since way people are makbid, the loch is also nichol get of chatzitz over here. That means either she's sometimes, or the oilam is, that's a tour you say just over here. The Taz come along, just speak out his mahalach over here. Again, at least how the Siddur Torah explains it over here. He seems to make it like three or four different levels over here. It comes out if the derech of the Abdi makbid, and she's also ruggle, even though right now she's not, that's the case of chatzitzel. The second thing the mechaber is saying over, she's never makbid, but wave the oilam is makbid, that's a chatzitzel. Well, let's say the oilam is only makbid sometimes, and she never, that's not a chatzitzel. That's how it's medayik from the Taz over here. Pump vice, go back to where the places seem to go, not that way. They make it very simple. There's a case of the oilam, a case of a person. To have the achrenim say, first of all, the get the oilam comes out, because the oilam is always makbid. Simple, that's the case of akpod over here. If the oilam is sometimes makbid, again, the simple meaning of the mechaber, sitayr chok masadim go, nichle gedo akpodo. That's always negate to the oilam. Negate to her, as a Taz and Shach point out, is not put down on the Shulchan Aruch. The basis of this topic, we look only at her. The mice, they both come out, Taz and Shach, we pass like the Bach, we're machmer. You know the world never makbid, but she is makbid always, nichle gedo akpodo. Now, just like by the case of akpodo we discussed, that there are two levels by the oilam, by the world, that sometimes, or the famim, by her, also there are two levels. She's always makbid, sometimes she's makbid. What's the loch in the gate to her? So again, the achrenim speak out, to the tire chok mazadim. It seems to be that way among the achrenim. Also, nichle gev akpodo. Lo oilam is akpodo, and the famim is akpodo. In the Taz, the achrenim have an argument how to read the Taz, because the Taz could be saying a fourth point over here. Not only that, they say if she's not makbid, usually, and the oilam not makbid, but not by tefillah she's makbid, also mdukna in the Shulchan Aruch, nichol get a vakpado. So really to answer, again, first two questions, you go after her or after the world, number one. The second question, do you go after the oilam or the famim? To answer both of them together, we are makbid all them. That means you go after the world, say the oilam, say the famim. We go after her, say the oilam, say the famim. That's simple. The third question is, what's lefamim? What sometimes? How do you define that? That means she's makbid once in a while. What's a while? So there is a Pesach Teshuvah being done as Zichron Yosef, and the simple reading of the Zichron Yosef, before we get to our Moshe's Mahalach inside, is that lefamim means in a long time to be beseder, after numbers. The short time is nichol get lefamim. Now, was long and short, we'll have to get to more in Sif Chav Gimel, discussing a case of cavities over there, or different thinking people have chatzitzes, I have to stay in the body for a long time. The Pesach made of Aleph is a week, is it 30 days, is it 3 months, 6 months? There are different rites from the Sugis and Shabbos, for a case of Kosher. What the definition is, it's a numbers game. The question is, what number? That means one simple reading of the Pesach Teshuva, Zichron Yosef, a long time is a numbers game. Let's make it simple. Most Zichronim go a month. More than a month is a long time. Less than a month is a short time. Talmud Rav Moshe, it says, where's the makar of these numbers? What's the svara behind it? We'll see that Lav Achrim argue, what are the numbers? Is it 3 months, 6 months, or 7 days? The rise is coming from Yishlod and Harbe. He says a whole different word, and he says that's pshat in the Pesach Teshuva, Zichron Yosef. And he ends off, even if it's not pshat, it's Emes Lamitoi. He's writing this when he's barak. He's saying, what I'm saying is true. The Kamlung, it says, the soil of here is, what will happen? People make challahs, let's say, once a year. Some people make it only after Pesach. Shoshul challah. So once a year. For them, the ring will not mean nichol get a chatzitza, because it's only once in a long time. The person makes challahs every single week, but nichol get a chatzitza, because they take it off every week. Chiyal adas, the same exact ring, that's everyone's marked the same way, just depends how much times I make challahs. Why should that be? I just have to make challahs once a year. You have to make challahs once a week. But we have the same havana in what's being marked over here. So we should know that's economic, that's just cash, we're against the mahalach of numbers. How can numbers work that way? Alma'i says, you say it over here is, what would everyone do in this situation that came up now if it comes up now? The Shuvah discussing, again, the Oilam Sodom Ha'am is discussing a case of a filling inside your teeth. What he calls plumber. These plumbers that you have a filling inside your teeth. Where you're supposed to put the filling inside, you leave it there for, let's say, 2 months. You go to the doctor today, he's not taking out the filling. If he comes the next day, he's not taking it out. He's only taking it out in 2 months' time. No matter what, challahs, if anyone made challahs today, even if Isha makes it once a year, if she made it today, she'll take off her ring. She just happens not to make it that way. So the question is, it's not based upon a set time. The question is, what will happen if it comes up today, this situation? If it came up today, the person will make challahs, everyone will take off the ring. That's nichol negeder of a short time. Either the massive never happened, seder, but it can be that way. Mashenka's situation, if it even went to the doctor and says you have a filling, has to stay there for a zman, for a while, that's nichol negeder of pamachas zman, movement, a long time over here. And therefore, filling, and we'll get to the numbers, I kind of want to argue again against the Chof Gimel, but Moshe's avon over here, something that has to be there right now and be left there right now, even the massive came up, you can't remove it, will not be nichol negeder of a chatita of the get of the famim, be nichol negeder of the zman muba. So again, so we have a shadow of what the definition of the famim is. We'll see numerous achanim go, and you have to answer Moshe's kasha, the get is a numbers game. Moshe says the get is not a numbers game. The get over here is what a person is machbid if the situation came up right now. A fourth question in the definition of akbado is, do we go after the world? We go after the person's personal sviva, his surroundings, his society he's part of. So there's a chiddush, there's a chidah, in Hilchos and Tilos Yedayim, Simkuf Samchalach, brought down with a Shai Tshuva on the page. He says, we go after the world. Whatever the world thinks is a akpada, you take the whole world into account. If they're l'fa'amim, take the Africans, and you take Indian and China, the whole world into account. And I've seen the swarm over here, the Malachim bringing down Lochel Maiso. We take the world into account. It's a chiddush. I see the article, Pesach Teshuva, others bring it down over here. Tana Sheni, until yesterday, only saw a Berkowitz disagree. He has his right from case of painting. He says, why should that be that way? He says, what defines it? The person depends what she's associated, what her group is part of. Now, you have to, everyone has to define what they're part of. That means, doesn't mean Dachgur in her soul. If you are part of Mesh or Mischevra, would that Nichol get back part of? You're part of Maladafno, or move to Machel. So whatever that chaver is, you might be part of Chav Yisrael, Yishlodon, fine. But each one has their situation with a part of what they're associated with, and what that part in that situation is. Therefore, Berkowitz says, a poshen nafkemino, lice, who get the loch later on, Sif Memches, is a chatzitza. But kinim, beitze kinim, nits, depends what society you're part of. The Americans are very makbid on nits. The Israelis, if you want, take some from the street. And they don't seem to be that much makbid on this, especially young kids are not makbid. You want to tighten them, the gate to Americans, if they're part of that society, before you go to the mikveh, the bayam, mitzad ha-sugya, the chatzitza, the gate to Israelis, and if you live here long enough time, that's part of your life over here, hanu rabisei, won't be nichel get a chatzitza. Masha Einkein, if you go like the halacha of the chida, go after the world, it's a hard thing. What do you tell Israelis going to the mikvah? Mitzvah get the sugya of net speitzik.
Talking about adults
care. You obviously you're still an American. You're clearly an American.
No, you just said that it's only that children.
I said certainly. But what I said, you take example of the kids in the street. I can not take a girl as it's meant. But you obviously, you go if you want. You could go to Meir Shorim, and it seems to be that scheme chayenu. There are people who don't. They have this issue here, and that's a perfect example of nits. Maisa, yesterday I saw the Shulchan Shlomo. The issue from Islam, the question, what's the definition? Berkut is a sorrow here, the starkest sorrow. Why define the world? Go after what I'm associated, my chevro here. And they bring down this question to Shlom Zalman. He said, Shulchan Shlomo, he said the same gather. Lefi chugurim, according to her chunok, what her society, what she's part of, that's the ghetto of chatzitzis. So again, numerous forms say we go after the world. If so, you have a big baya, and numerous cases how to define it. And also, I'm not sure how you define the world, what that even means. Or you go after what you're personally associated with, which has a starkest far over here. Now, once you're part of something, even in that, the fifth question now is, people in life have different things. They have Shabbos, they have the weekday. They have chasnas. The chasnas, you spend much more time to make sure you look natural in front of, you spend an hour looking natural in front of the mirror. To make sure you look a certain way, that whether because of pictures, people are looking upon you, not shaking during the week is another way. By Shabbos is a third way. What defines the definition of being machped in what situation? So there is a question to Rav Moshe, brought down the Chodesh Shani, says, the way it's normal life, walking in the street. During the week, that's normal. That's the definition of Akpado. The article somehow brings down the get over here by Chasna, I don't know if Mar Mokum, and Rav Silva brought down the case of Chasna. I asked him, he didn't tell me where his Mar Mokum was from either. I don't know why should we get over Chasna. The get over Akpado is normal way of life. Now there is a shell among the swarm. Once they say it's normal, Shabbos is also normal. So it's not clear, and there's a Mi'iri in the Sugya, and Avnei discuss, is Shabbos part of a normal way of life or not? Interesting shaila how to define that. Not clear. But Pasha means whatever the standard Mahalach here, and nothing special, nothing Miyuchad. Maisa, so we went through five different questions, finding Akpado. Maisa, again, the loch comes out, if a person is Makbid, even though it's a Miyit, the loch is B'dabon, it's Chatzitza, and Nafkamir B'dievet, loy also loy Tfilo. However, once we have these halachas, come on the Amar, he ends off the call over here. However, l'chachila, l'chitful, afilo, b'dvam, sh'ein l'chitzim. Zera, otu dvam, chitzim. You come along and ends off things that are not a chatzitza, things that can more as matrit, l'maister, a person has to be machbid to take off everything. Now, where is this chumra going on? Is there any specific cases going on? So first, look up the Marmokum, the Amar is quoting Agor Sharidura. There's two halachas over here, the Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Sif Aleph is the case of the Chabbah says it's a Miyad She'enoi Makbid, it's Mutter. Sif Beis says it could be a case of being Makbid, a case of Roiv, but it's a case of Srofo, it's loose over here. And Rofo, the Maish is not a Chatzitzo. Then we have two word term over here, side, the right and side, Rabbanon. A Miyad She'enoi Makbid or a case of Rofo. What is Ramah saying his Gezerah on? To be machbid lechatchilo. The Gosh Shardua, he says on the loch of Rafoi. Even though the Gemara come along, Gemara on Shabbos Sipbeis that Rafoi the Maaseh says Mutter, come along Gosh Shardua says on that we be machmer and Gozer and say even though it's not chatzitza over, he'll be machmer and say is again chatzitza lechatchilo. Look at the Daki Moshe, his East Beis is going on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef the loch is discussing the sugya of Rafoi. That means the Goy Shadur is saying a chum in an idea of Rafoi. You read the Ramah over here, the Ramah is following the loch of Miyad She'enoi Makbid. That means the Ramah put on the loch of Miyad She'enoi Makbid. That even though it should be mutter, the Maisa, we have a chok over here. And if you look among the Svarim, they be ikke say it on both. Chok Mazadim says it on both. And look around the Ta'a Shach, and look through the Simon over here, numerous times over here, the place we say the Ramah is going sight on the loch of Rafoi, the Chatchila to take it off. As I go in the loch of Miyad She'enoi Makbid, the loch is like, you have to take it off. You have to take off everything. The Bani says even a step further. He says, let's say it's a Miyad She'enoi Makbid and it's a case of Rafoi. Both of them. Still, the Ramah says, we take it off. The loch is we take off everything. Now, we'll see later on in the Simon, there are certain cases that can be mutter. Let's say you have ink on your hand. A lot of people can say, Chazus Salam also. It's not tangible, you can't touch it, it's not a chatzitza. But says the Chodesh Shani, we have the Ramah. Take it off. That's what I'm saying. Everything. we'll get the loch later on the sim by noi. Things that are for makeup looks nice. And let's say the case, based upon the Rashi we're showing them, it's not a chatzitza of the Eved. Says the Paiskim, Ramah says, take off everything. I mean, this Ramah, a taking off, is not any specific case. Goes Chazusa, goes the case of Noi, goes the Michin and Machbi, goes the case of Rafa. We have to take off everything. If your person, by basis storm, also gets a loch of the Eved, Paiskim say, you're also there, take it off. The Ramah is across the board. When you go to the mikveh, everything. That's is you saw this halach over here. But b'di'evet, if a person does not take it off, then we have the taz and pasha among the paiskim that if we do not make a real gzeirovir or didir abonon to ma'akiv in the tefillah, we will not say le'oslo tefillah. But b'di'evet, the tefillah is chal on this everything over here. Coming to the chronim, once b'di'evet is fine. What defines b'di'evet? As we know all over, and the chacham zodim speaks out over here. Let's say it's yafsher. Example: she has a ring that's stuck on her finger. We have to get to what level that is, but let's say it's a mitzvah and a machbid, or let's say it's a case of other reason why she can get off. The after it could be the ever dubbing. The post can say a case of refuah, case of machmat sarah, machmat chak, it'd be nichol, even a case of lechatchila. These are lochas that build upon this Ramah that we won't take on his chumra over here. His chumra is when we can, we take off everything. But that's aleph and beis. Sif gimel, coming to the mechaber. And the brings down the Gemara on Shabbos, the Dafna Zayin. The Gemara has a question over there of Chalilsa. If you have clothing that has holes to it, a reshet, is that nichol negedah of a chatzitz over here? The Gemara answers back, kol shu orig legazu. Things that are woven, no gzer over here. The question is, the Gemara starts with a question and gives a different answer. Things that has chalulim, has holes to it, what's halacha? The Gemara says things that are woven, no problem. The shell among the Rishonim, go down by the base Seisif, is it going back has to be a case that has holes to it and it's woven? It's both over here? No, anything is Maisa or Belich Lulim, also Maisa is not a Chatzitza, it's loose over here. That's the shell. Is it building upon the case of a Reshet, of a Chalulim? Or no, just Maisa Oreg, no problem. Come along the Rivet in the base Seisif, and he says the loch over here is, it has to be two things. It has to have Chalulim, has to have holes to it. And the mice oryk, why both? He says, because when you have both, it's very loosely woven over here. It's more than just woven, it's loosely woven. And that case is not a chatzitza, because water will go through. And therefore, the mechaber is very clear. You mean down the talocha, once chalulim, mice reshet, and the chaytzen, it's woven over here with holes to it, there's no chatzitza over here. Come on, l'shach. And if you look in Simich and Gimel, the Mogavram and the Mishibur, it's a question. Over there, the Mechab brings down their Ak of the Loch of the Tefillah. Now, over there, it's Sosim, it says, all my Sarigo, the Loch is not Nechel Geduch Chatzitza, without the Klal of being a Reshet, without the Klal being a Chalulim. Says the Shach, Yesh Lu Yashet. But I guess there must be a Tzimtzum out there. The Meister, the Mishmur over there, sounds like we Machma like the Loch over here. It says that we need two things over here. It has to be, number one, a case of a Reshet, and the case of a Meister of woven over here. Mamshach the Gemara. With the Ramah being down in Sif Dalit, which the place to say the Ramah is in the wrong place. The Ramah should really be going back in Sif Gimel. The Gemara says again, we have one thing, Mais Org, it's not Nichol Geder of Legazu, because it's woven over here. The Gemara says, a second Lashon, I see women go inside with this beggar over here. The Gemara says, Loi Kaftim, they're not Machbid. I mean, you have two Lashonis, either Legazu or Noshim are not Machbid to go inside with this thing over here. What's Nafkamina? The Gemara said, Nafkamina is. There's something gets to Nifon when it gets dirty. The way the Rishonim and the Mechaber brings down, either she has these gold strands over here, and she does not want the water to ruin it over here, or she has these things over here that has mud to it, and the mud itself will dissolve inside the water, and Nimuach dissolve and make the thing dirty over here. So it comes out, we have two Rishonim. What?
What's the story with this mud? He doesn't want it to get ruined?
Yeah. We'll get to what the problem is. We'll speak out, very important question. That means first we had this abaya over here that's doing this muddy thing, and we'll get ruined. Now, the Gemara has two lashonis. We pass in like a second lashon l'chumro. Therefore, we come along and saying anything that's matunuf will get dirty over here. The nichol get vakpado. Come along, Rashi says, what's going on over here? We have this loosely woven thing. Therefore, water goes inside. There's no chatzitza. What's going to happen over here? It's going to be matunuf, and therefore what? So, water will get inside. There's no chatzitza over here. So what is the problem of being mitunav over here? It says Rashi, I was thinking no problem as tefillah chatzitza. The sugi negate Shabbos. It's a sugi in Shabbos. Negate idea of carrying on Shabbos. She might get ruined. She'll take it off and carry it because it get ruined over here. And the sugi is miyuchin in Shabbos and nothing to do with tefillah. On tefillah, she can wear this thing. They'll get dirty, no problem. Of tefillah is beseder. Of Shabbos is a problem. Rashi, Imam Shechin, brings down his rabbi, his rebbeim. And the rebbeim said, what do you mean? It's a sugi over here. Negate the idea of tefillah. It's makom the tefillah. Rashi says, he wants to offer the rebbeim. The Gemara's case is loosely woven. Of water goes inside. So why do you want the Sheikh to negate the idea of Chatzitza, the Sugi and Shabbos? So Rashi versus the Rabbeim, what is the Chumra in the Gemara? My Sadri Paskin, the Torah, and the Ramah, being down Lachla Maisa, the Rabbeis of Shorashi. They Paskin, the Sugi is a Sugi in Tefillah over here. It's Nichol, the Sugi of Chatzitza over here. Question is, how do you answer Rashi's Kasha? Rashi says it's loosely woven. Water goes inside. Why is Nichol negative Chatzitza? So the Siddur Torah, Pesach Tshuva, brings down the machlokes among the Achronim. How do you understand Pshat over here? So first they point out, look, read the Beis Yosef. They say Pshat in the Rabbosav is the Sugi of Chatzitzas. And there are other ways to learn besides the Pesach Tshuva. Look in the bush inside. He wants a taino, since his gold things will get dirty over here. And therefore, it will get dirty, will not let the water inside. It's loosely woven. But water won't come inside. Therefore, there's a chatzitza. Or he says a second malach lavosh. Since he does not want water to come, water will come. It's kichatzitza. Fine. Those are two malach lavosh. Come on, listen. Tyro and says a different shot in the wide amor and the Torah being machmer. Very pointing your side. Shoe is loosely woven. It's a case of rafay. Rafay be'etzim is mutter. But if she'll be machmer to go inside the water, we go to rafay after any rafay. That means even though the halacha, we paskin, we take away everything else from Ramah, but the Eved, but when the case over here, she's mach b'shas to tefillah, even b'di Eved, we also like tefillah, we're going to rougher to any rougher. We have Xera, that's the Ramah's coming to be machbid over here, a new halacha of rougher or to any rougher, even though the water will come inside, because she's machbid over here, especially Xera over here. That's what Malach brought down the Pesach Tshuva. A second Malach, he brings down the Prisho, which is Ran not that way. It's a sugi in tefillah, but not chatzitza. The bayah is the only sugi Gemara that's some zayin on the base. The Gemara says over there that Isha shall stand upon the top of a barrel, shall be afraid to be tovel correctly, and therefore leil slo tefillah. Case of mirsas. We'll get to numerous cases later on. If there are bugs inside the water, or people are afraid for corona, is that nechla sugi of mirsas? So we won't tovel correctly. So come along the Lubushe Srad, it says over here she doesn't want to get her outfit ruined, whether it's inside the mud, inside the scold over here. And therefore, it's inside the sugya mirsas, you won't travel correctly. Therefore, it's not a chatzitza per se that will say that this bag is not letting the water in. She just won't be travel correctly. That means we have these said over here that I'm not saying inside the sugya mirsas. Not inside the sugya chatzitza, inside the sugya mirsas. Two different ways to understand what is the avon of the Ramah that's coming from the Torah based upon the voice of Shirashi, which Rashi disagrees with. Now, how far to take it? The case over here is a case that a person is mir that's makbid. Except it's water goes inside. No problem with dinoy, it's raw for you. Do you say the same halacha when it's rave or guf and you're not makbid? We'll have the same chumr over here that water will get through. We'll have the gzeir over here to be machmer. So come on, Pesach Tshuva, bina machloikis over here, Lubushe Srad versus the Taro. Lubushe Srad says the maestro wants a makbid raw for you or to any raw for you. The shita say. Whether it's been a machbid, who didn't wave in a machbid, will have the same chumra over here. Even though the water gets inside. Asad HaShenis, the entire wants to disagree, and I've always said that the Chodah Ikim Malach is Yesh L'Chalik. Mina machbid is like pot over here. It's not pot to the guf. Wave in that machbid, what's the loch of the knock pot? It's pot to the guf. So who cares your, the loch is, what big goes there? The mice is pot to the guf. There's nothing here at all. Mice, once we have this loch over here, the Pesach Tshuva again goes on further, again, the long Pesach Tshuva with different rayas. You end up saying, Maisa, what happens again for Poyle that you have a beggar that you're wearing, that water will come through? He has four kashas back and forth over here how to answer the Sugya. You come on a local Maisa, but the Evd will be Mekel, the Maisa. Because number one, we have Rashi Shito, disagrees. Number two, it's only Didirapot over here. And the Va'id, but the Evd, any numerous case will still be Mekel. So even though we have this Chumra of Aboisa Shorasi, Maisa, but the Evd, the water goes inside. when there's a machlokes among the mahalcha, among the achrenim, had a lump shan, Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi, the mice will be mekel. Sifhei, fascinating sugya. Sugya of chatitis by Cyrus, by here. The Gemara in Sukkah and Davov, the Gemara says, Cyrus is a din deraisa. We have a posik, rochatz es besari b'mayim. Es, if something is tough with the besari, es to come to mar besaris. Cyrus, in and of itself, is a chatitza negeret the sugya of tefila. The main shiloh, kalol beisaisi, being the machlokes, the Rambam versus Goinim, is here as an entity by itself. Do you look at the body as being one action, one place, and the here being a separate place? Or no, that's him, you are one body over here. Therefore, the Nachmias example, on the body, when it's Rav and Tmachbid, is deraisa. When it's one of the other Drabbanon. Do you say the same thing by here? Do you look at it by itself and say, when it's Rav and Machbid, is deraisa? It's just Rav, or just being Machbid, is case Drabbanon, even though the rest of the body has nothing. Do you look at it by an entity by itself over here? Myself, the Goinim, brought down by the Rambam, says you look at it by itself. A separate Indian, we have a Pasuk, Es Besari, Es stands by itself, and therefore we have Roiv and Machbid and Deraisa, and the rest of the body has nothing. Only Roiv, only Machbid Rabbanan, and the rest of the body has nothing over here. And they bring down the Rashi and Sefer Eira went this way. The Raiv says the Ik is like the Goinim, the Rashbam brought down by Azura ben Urucham. The Ik is the Roish by itself. Asad HaShanim, but he says bring down the Rambam, says not that way. What are you talking about? You hear it's part of your body, it's tofel to your body, chelik of your body over here. Why look at it being a separate entity? And therefore, the definition of Roiv and Machbid, look at one thing over here. They want a dayak in the Torah and the chilik, that they went like the Rambam. Ma'is halacha is clear. You read the Mechaber, in Sif, hey, he's very clear. He says halacha over here is that im ein machbez lea oslach fila an sheye Roiv Sairo. So you have Roiv Sair. Once you have Roiv Sair, even though you're not Machbid, chatzitzel. That means Ramam, the Mechab is clearly paskling like the Goinim. I look among the Svarim, everyone Lamaisa goes like this Mechab, like this Goinim over here, whether it's the Tarot, the Orch HaShulchan, the Kitzer, the Chachmazodim, the Goin, they all paskling Aloch Lamaisa like this Goinim over here. The question is not only that, how far to take it? Can you take the Ramam down as a Svek Sveker? Can you starve the Shitosai? The Chachmazodim says Tarachian. The Orch HaShulchan says, can you even take the Goinim Lakulo? He has a case, and let's say you hear as a case over here of 49, the body's 49%. And here, Lamais is a case of Roiv. So you put the two together, and now make the body being also a chassid over here. It's also not clear over here among the Sfas Emes of Sopik, you take the Goyim even Lukul over here. This is Shiloh again, how far to take the side, but he's still only a choshish for the Goyim. Loch Lamais is an entity by itself. That's Aleph. Once we have the idea that Cyrus is Oimim with Nayatsmoy, let's try to understand what that means. First, let's say he has 200 hairs inside their head. They have a kesher, a knot in every one of the hairs. On 101 of the hairs, 101. So Rav and the Cyrus have one knot. But on one knot, when you hear, you have a long area on the Cyrus. How do you look at every one knot of one Cyrus? Does that now make the whole Cyrus be a chatzitza? Well, no. You have one small area of their head that has a knot, the rest of the sar is not a chatzitzo. How do you look at every knot in one sar over here? They come along the Abin Ezer and Shuvan says, Chiyal al das, the one kesher, and say the holy is a chatzitzo. Why should that be? Even though you read the Taz over here, read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds that way, but why should that be over here? What's this for over here? And then those want to go like the Abin Ezer or Chshay, the Maisa's form does not seem to go this way. The Pashim Wim over here, the Chesichil, the Svas Emes, and the Malachim and Maisa did not go this way. Whether Weiss and Shuva, or Yashiva, Vosna, and others, Khoshani, they come along and say, one kesher, and a here makes a holy chatzitzo. You have 101 ksharm in your 200 hairs, that's Roiv. Even though you're not Makbid, Nichol and Gedev chatzitzo. You should make a big nafkamino. I and Maisa, what's this for over here? So the way the Swasem is, I'll say how the Dain Weiss says over, Be'etzim you hear is not part of your body. You can shave it off. Not Be'etzim your body. You can shave it off. You have a pasuk, es besari to be marbit. But be'etzim, why is it part of your body? Because we're all being yonik from one place. All coming out from one place. So words of Dain Weiss, kilu kula belua ba'isa mokim shibagof. It's all being belay in that one hole over here. So if you have a kesher in a place of the here, it's all be'etzim one place. It's not like you have one long here, and the here is 2 centimeters. And therefore, why count the kesher, which is only a quarter of a centimeter? It's all coming from one place. You have a chatzitza over there. That one place has a chatzitza, and therefore that counts as being one. That's the avono why every year the whole here is nichlan get of chatzitza. Not taking a step further with this avon over here, what defines sar by itself? Do you understand that every gathering of here is by itself, or all the here in your body? For example, the one discussing your head, everyone has here by the base shachi, by the underarms. Is that a separate entity? And therefore, it'll be a chatzitza just by the underarms. Gami here has, you have no sharm on your head, only sharm on the underarms. Is that a separate entity? But no, Cyrus is one full entity. How do you separate these things over here? So the pre-show, the satiric clarity, do you look at every kina Cyrus, every gathering here has one area? Or no, or is it separate areas? Basically, you think about really have three options over here. By the best shachi, is it the Cyrus all one? The Cyrus, each one is separate? Or the Cyrus of the best shachi is part of your body? Maybe part of your body. Maybe the only espasari is only by the case over here. So the pre-show and the satiric is stopping this question. The Maisa Kamal and Tveres Lamoisha, the Chachma Zodim and Ben Nishkai want to go this way. The Loch is each area is by itself. Your head's by itself, Beis Shechi is by itself. Any place, the gathering of here, it stands by itself. The Rosh Hashanah wants to go this way, it stands by itself. Asad HaShani, the Meshivas Nafesh, comes in the Nadi Yudai, says, what do you mean? Don't stand, well, why should that be? And he wants to say it's part of the body. Asad HaShlishi, the Pashi Moinim, Tveres Tvi, they want Taino, no, it's part of the Cyrus. Svasemis wants to say, maybe it's my colleagues Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi lost in his star, the Rambam's lost in his star Arosh. Want to make my colleagues shine out of it. Maisa, we have three sheets on this question in the Chumra of the Goinim. Hadapaskin. Lemaisa, the Svarim seem to go, the loch is that each mokum is by itself. The Bala Shulchan, the Shmir Shabbat Gulchosa, the Yashim says each mokum is by itself. Therefore, speaks out the Britaro, Poshanaf Kamino, use deodorant, spread the area over there. The hair clumps together. Not machbid, but it's roiv. It's chatzitza. That means the hair has no deodorant, rest body is nothing, but since it stands by itself, if someone wears deodorant, and then it goes to mikvah, and it clumps together, you have roiv over here, no one's machbid, right? No one's machbid. The bayav chatzitza. We pass like goyim over here. A massive nafkamin over here. They also bring out further, the Menesh Chai, earlier, and then the Chodshani says, what about your eyelashes and your eyebrows? Also the gathering over here. So also it stands by itself according to this Mahalach. That means you have something over here. Oh, okay, we're fine. So these things, in this Havonah, which are Chodim seem to go with, again, you have to realize, it's a Chumra upon a Chumra. We pass the Goinim against the Rambam. And then the Goinim to stand by itself, because the Rambam said yes. And then that, even though you're not Makbid, it's Chatzitza. Now, what about on your hand you have here? On your legs you have here? Is that Nechle Gedim Chatzitza or not? So they say, no, it has to be a mokum of gathering over here. Right, your head, your eyebrows. But not my eyes, supposed to speak out, not your hands over here. If a person is bald, say, Chanam, the Siddur speaks out, no, that's part of your body. Siddur of Sar is a separate entity. But you're bald, part of your body. Like, do say, let's say you shave part of your head. Whatever it stands by itself, that's your hair over here. Whatever's left, that's Nechle Gedim Chatzitza. That's a mahalach among the Achronim, and seem to be that way among the Sforim, the Paiskim is Manenu. Cholopak is the Mechosh of this mahalach over here. Now there is one more step over here, a massive chiddush, that once you say Sarah stands by itself and the body stands by itself, come on, the Achronim discuss numerous other cases that there are some more Mechmer for. There's a Meiri in the Sugan Erevin, and there's a Ben Yonason on the Rif and Shuas that says Avorim stands by itself. Every Avorim stands by itself. Come on, Teresh Lamoish over here, and you want Tainer. Every nail stands by itself. And if you have roiv as something on top of it, Gami not makbid chatzitza. Every nail stands by itself. Kamung the Amnesi says, your teeth stand by itself. Kamung the Shram Kukud says, Beis Storm stands by itself. Maisa, all four cases I mentioned, you read the Shulchan Aruch, you read the Sekelim, you're not going to see anyone on the page. And therefore, most of these cases I sent over, the are Yechidim or Choshver, the person say, you have a look of Sar. Have you learned more than the Goinim and we're passing the Chumul and Goinim against the Rambam? But take it to case of teeth and nails and Ukedoimo, Yish Lodin Yish Harbe with Makoris, Vishlam Esarish, you have a Pasuk Espesari. But what right to take it more than that over here? Therefore, the Ikkad, the Pasuk seem to disagree and not take it more than what the Swarm say, at least on the page over here. Fine, Bez Hashem, on Sunday, I'd like to go through Al Fivav, what it says on the page, like Chazor Shir. Go through Machab Ramah, Ta'ashach, Pesach Chuvim, Tivagir. Just to end up inside the parsha, more on Daphne Zayin and Gittin. Gemara brings down what says the six parshas. Those terrors adam kiyomus ba'oil. In the return miskayim elamishu meimus atzmalayim. So terrors only miskayim from people who are moist nefesh. The Mir sent out the email last week. How people discuss, you heard the old timers from the Mir, from Shanghai, how they learned in Shanghai. And everyone, and they always the risk of the Raisa, the Torah, and how they push themselves. And the Mir in the letter sent out from the Yeshiva saying, you know, this is our story that we have to tell our kids and our grandkids how we learned during this Tekufa, during this Matzah, during Corona. This is our Kaviyachal of Shanghai, how we survived it. Not simple. Especially, I know, when it comes to Thomas, it's the end of his man. Every year, by Thomas onward, seems to have its issues. It's that the seniors we have, whether it's the weather, because other responsibilities, because school nights for the girls are awful here. Ah, it's coming, this year, we have other seniors. Might say it's a matzo right now that it's been hard for 2 months. And every day needs chizik. Ah, it's coming, the last month of his man needs chizik. We have one month to go. We have Hilchos Chatzitzes over here. It's something that we can acquire now. It's not going to learn it later on. This is either this now or not another time. We have to do what we can right now. In the parasha brings down by the hitting of the rock, instead of when the water came out, and the pots brings down, you gave the water side to the people and side to behemoths. The pots discuss over there the sugya of giving animals what to drink al-tsar balachayim. That's what you have to feed them, what to go do. Someone asked me last week, no, he's going crazy. Matz over here is getting out of hand. He has kids over here. What to go do? And we all have things that we have to... All of us have personal stories. And I think everyone has enough hearing other ones' personal story because everyone has their own story how to deal with what's going on over here. So how do we deal with things over here? I want to know, my kids are dying to go fishing. Can he go fishing? Is he a bayat tzar balachai? He says he can catch the fish, unhook it, and throw it back into the water. What can I do with my kids? We're going out of our cable. What to go do? So I can still learn. But I have more. I have a wife and kids, and there's no school. And as my brother told me, my kids, his kid is screaming at him and said, Tati, Tati, come, my Rebbe fell out of my pocket. Why? He's doing a headstand, it was in the phone fell out of the pocket, and he's listening to the Rebbe on his head. Oh. And that's when he's listening. That's when the phone's there. I've seen my kids being two rooms over, and the phone's in the room on Ram Kol, and they're listening to the shir, quote unquote. So to deal with children is not that simple. And my kids, they're not going to school no matter what, because they're afraid either go to parks or other things. But most of the kids are not there. Even they go, nothing's really happening over there. It's very hard. You have to take care of them and deal with them. And it's easy for us to still learn. So yeah, I want to know, can I go fishing with them? So Maisa, it's a big shalom al tzar balachayim. But the loch in Ebenezer Simon Hay, the Ramo says anything tzar balachayim is to Ellis, for Maisa is mutter. If this is your way of getting out when no one's around, taking your kids, and this is what your kids need. I mean, now it's Thomas. You know, kids are aching to go to camp. My kids, they can't go. The camps are, some of them are closed, some are open. Then the open, Ladafki said the kids there too, for obvious reasons. Each one, you have to judge the situation. But we have responsibilities, assignments at our ruchnis, assignments at our surroundings, our gashmis over here. And yomos v'oil on Torah, meaning on our Torah, our chayvus, the Torah almanas lomud almas lamed. So it's chinuch also. Take care of our children, take care of our surroundings. So I tell a person, Maisa, even though it's Tzabal Chaim, the big Shiloh, 100% go, spend a couple hours with the kids. It's good for you, good for your kids, good for everybody around you. Hunting gets a little different. The fish might be as out of the tzar or not. But Maisa, this is our Shanghai. This is our stories. These are things we'll say over. This is our eschivas. And Betzim, this is our kinder Torah right now. This is our... Anyone here is Machshav Torah. Anyone who's listening is Machshav Torah. So Maisa, you have to take the parasha over here and ingrain it inside of you. Whether... My kids asked me a bunch of questions yesterday about time on mitzvah, par aduma, this, that. I didn't know even how to answer them. But you have your children around. You have ideas around. You do whatever we can. And it's easier said than done. I'm asking. It's much easier to run away. The question is, I don't really have a place to run. I'm stuck in my bedroom. But fine. We have to do what we can do. I'm talking to myself. My wife says, keep talking to myself. Fine. We talk to ourselves. We have 1 month to go. We have to deal with our children, with our surroundings, with our life. And we have to learn Torah. Stop learning Torah. A failure for the question, Shabbos. There you go.
Ring is not what it means.
Is it? Oh.